You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
Well, the weather has been really hot recently with all those high temperatures and heat waves too. Elizabeth, with all this hot weather, should we all be making sure that we are getting our vitamin D?
Well, of course, vitamin D, Toby, is produced on the skin. So you obviously have to expose a reasonable amount of your body to get enough vitamin D. Now, many people have been warned by their doctor, maybe dermatologist, to stay out of the sun. Plus, as soon as you put on sunscreen from, say, factor 30 upwards, you'll not be making vitamin D. Now, for those of you who can tolerate a little bit of sunlight on the skin, then I suggest up to 10 minutes, just until your skin becomes pink, then cover up. The other thing that happens when sun hits the skin is the production of nitric oxide. Now, that in turn dilates blood vessels and can even reduce your blood pressure.
We all do seem to feel a little bit better in the sunshine, with maybe more people going around with smiles on their faces. So why do we feel better in the sunshine? Is it because of vitamin D?
I think you're maybe thinking, Toby, of the effect of the sun on our brains. First of all, mood enhancement. I mean, sunlight exposure increases the production of serotonin. Now, that's a neurotransmitter associated with feelings of happiness, calmness, well-being. Also improves sleep. Sunlight helps regulate the body's natural sleep cycle. It influences the production of melatonin. Now, that's the hormone that promotes sleep. Many of you will have experienced jet lag after a long-haul flight. So exposure to strong sunlight, that will help to reset the circadian rhythm. That's what I'm talking about. And during the winter, some people suffer from SAD. That's a seasonal affective disorder. That's a type of depression, Toby, that affects mood and energy. And light boxes can actually prove useful in these cases.
Elizabeth, does vitamin D help with depression at all then?
The research regarding this is somewhat inconsistent. There was a research project, for example, in 2024, where the benefit was related to the blood levels of vitamin D in the participants. The higher levels resulted in better outcomes regarding mood. But there certainly needs to be much more research before suggesting taking a vitamin D for that reason.
Well, maybe we'll leave the benefits of vitamin D for another interview. Finally, Elizabeth, I would like to ask you about how much water we should all be taking when the sun is shining.
Yeah, the human body, Toby, needs a significant amount of water daily to function properly. A general recommendation is around 2 to 2.5 litres. That's about 6 to 8 glasses of water per day. Now, that's for adults. And you can get that through a combination of drinking fluids and consuming foods with a high water content. Obviously, younger children need less fluid. And in fact, older adults may need more due to reduced kidney function and lower body water content. Obviously, activity level, that's important. Increased physical activity leads to more sweating and fluid loss, and that requires higher fluid intake. Obviously, climate makes a difference. And back to your original question, in this hot weather we're having, let's say, if it increases sweating, meaning more fluid loss, that means you need to drink more water.
Well, as always, some really helpful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W's, elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.